Thank you. Never told you how it was that I was shot, because I myself did not know. Only knew that as I ran I heard my voice, and it was the voice of a whispering angel. Unravel on the corner of Telegraph, collapse at the sight of blood, the inhumanity of the hospital, prodding snout into my most sacred right. I wore the pants with the hole in it until I realized that my self-respect was blowing in and out of my leg. I've lost the fear of the word hole and all its varied meanings. When I arrived at the crossroad at the heart of fire, I chose the road less traveled, cliche, but true heart's light. Walked so fast and long on the path I failed to see the transparency of my own fragility, and crumbled along the way. Built a house of stone within, no bullet could pierce this inner sanctum. Hard and natural, yet the smoke of my fire was smoldering, acrid and black. I forgave up until I could not breathe. Carrying the rocks now back to where I remember they may belong, I feel so exposed and wet. The trees sway in the wind, and I do my best to sway along, as if the fiddle in a country song. And though my leg no longer limps, it is still slightly longer than the other. Look up, and bird still hovers, clasped in song. They say karma is a bitch. I say, read the founding text of feminism, you misogynist. Your soft-bladed book was so black. of your priest. Let me tell you about the peace that was made and the way that I received it. The way I received it in my bed. In my dream I am running. She is running in the moon. In the moon we are running. This dream took me to a moon. It was a moon etched in sand. This dream took me deep into the light of that moon. Cradled in the heart of the moon I was cradled so deep and so warm in the heart of the moon. I was a fire, cradled so deep and so warm and so bright. I saw myself, and what I saw was myself in the moon. Let me tell you about the peace that was made and the way that you made it to me. With your soft hair and blue eyes, I multiplied out of you like a cyclops. Like a cyclops, I gazed at your books. Like a cyclops folding in on itself, I read every last page. I read every last page of your book, though I walk around some strange symmetry. Some strange symmetry, and in your books I read myself a strange mutation, that all this had happened to you. I have the sense that you're a pitiful monster in the brine of your wind. As the soft light of night, the blue and green skin of the wind, waves that ripple the symmetry. Let me tell you about the peace that was made and the way that you made it to me. With your soft jaded look, your soft jaded look was so white, like the dove of your gown and the olive branch in his mouth. The fruit was not so sweet. Let me tell you about the peace that was made and the way I received it. The way I received it in my bed. In my dream, I am dreaming of the peace that was made and the way that you made it to me.
The father was somewhere angry
woman hush, and now though she heed me never apprehend, grief in place of fury for my identity, for my life silenced at gun, for my sex crushed by cross, that even my peace was square. The bird that comes to Grimsby, the bird shall set me free. The bird that carries spirit's love, the bird shall set me free. The father of the son wearing green, for one and hush, and now though she he may never apprehend, wise I'm still. Space was dream, an endless subterranean chamber, stove of roots, twist, fire and her bowl of bitter mush. She was spider, she was, she placed it inside of me, her bitter mush. She sang, do you hear my clocks? Do you hear my clocks? She was, she placed it inside of me, singing, you are now a rock, you are now a rock. Her space was dream, and it was subterranean, chamber of my heart, fire in her bowl of bitter mush. She was spider, she was, she placed it inside of me, her loving touch. She sang, do you hear my clocks? Do you hear my clocks? I sing to her in mystery. I am now a rock red fire infinity. I am now a rock red fire infinity. The Cyclops one geometry. Speak backwards to me, speak backwards to me. Skin hangs and drapes, not quite thin enough to move in the wind, and hella fleshy. When the cord is pulled, the window opens. My tits are hanging while I think about apartheid and how it descends upon America. Falls like little stars, can hardly notice it. Too busy being jolted on the ground. So strange to inhabit a body and mind, both male and female. And yet I wake up and go my way, hardly considering. Most days I remember from another world, and my purpose had to give it all up to be in focus. The pain of it, time walks away again. I had no plan to participate, came here to resolve. The universe is so vast and falls like an opening lotus. Gifted with time to breathe, I sit with memory of mantis, intergalactic globular red, and how round the eyes. Strange permutation, born on the prairie in an air of urban expansion. Watch every last tree be cut, fed industrialized poison, progress, get huge, get small, hanging skin, forced isolation, get shot, return to origin. My computer screen requires no buttons, only dried limbs and a spark. I can see you. How do I inhabit this body? It is sad that it ends with a thumbs up. I made sure to use a darker color to indicate that I understood what had happened. There is always something to take. Do not pity me is the shape of anger. I hear that Donald Trump made quite the spectacle of himself in Saudi Arabia. No, I wasn't saying fuck you, rather letting the dub exposed. Was easier when it was all a game of riddles. The truth is that horizon was beautiful. I saw it in a dream. Cannot entirely remember the shape of the words, but only the boxes they were read. The book was true. Prepositions should never end a sentence. Pronouns that are unpronounceable. Periods only indicate a certain closure. And our best removed for the sake of eternity. Spirit visited. As in a dream, I was in a city. A city I had never been, and I was with them. Couplet of poets, couplet of verse, expanding gender. Expanding streets, flowering in both ways. Uncomfortable and impoverished, and it was right. The rooms were empty, not as in lacking in items, as in abandoned. Abandoned only in the sense that we were only inhabitants. Perhaps we were the only ones in the city, and I can recall that our weight fluctuated wildly, wildly as in one moment she was the thin picture on the internet, and the other she was on top of me, and I could see that she was fat, and I liked it. I asked what the other's pronouns were, and she kissed me. She said a word that I could hardly understand. Certainly you can understand how in recollection this is strange. We were at an opera, but it was a busy street. It was a busy street and they were gone. They hear it to represent a word, word made of earth. Earth moves in geometry. Perhaps it was unpronounceable, but was starring in this accumulation of voices. In this accumulation of voices, we were laying on the street, halfway between a door that was both there and non-existent. It was in this door that I noticed the folds of her flesh had grown plump. We were in a room. The room had no walls and a couch. And he entered. He was not as I remembered him to be, but much darker. I recall the notebook. Indians are tripping. Zings are not, you're tripping. Zine runs, Apache cities at night. Zenith, Sir Cloud, Sir Teacher, Sir Smoke, Sir Prince, darker scenes, clouds, waning suns, beauty, sickens, sedations, axing sense. The clouds were dripping, the clouds were dripping vertically. The clouds were blue, the drips were a blue that only I had seen in a place near water. Nearly distant accumulates. Clouds were accumulating. Sky was vast and clouds were accumulating. Dripping blue that I had seen only. Water is nearly distant. And they were accumulating around his notebook. Squares and he read from it. I heard what he read. And they were words. Words with periods between them. A sort of nonsense. And when he was done, she entered the room, singing in an operatic voice. I knew that spirit had entered the room.